Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of power here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in. The youngest of Charles and Al Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. Let me actually make sure of that, because that would be quite ignorant of me to say that we're handing things over to Infinity if it's not actually Infinity. So, yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. The Infinity Sports Network coming up immediately following us right here on the Fan. Of the way that you're looking at me, it's screaming Tech Talk.
Well, I was like, Nats are over. Cats played last night.
But we have Talking Terps. We got Tech Talk Live. There are other things that could interfere here, but no. Metal Chris saving the day. We do have our guy Bart Winkler in the Infinity Sports Network coming up. So make sure you keep it locked here on the Fan all night long up until 6 a.m. when you can check out the fearsome foursome of Johnny Cakes Allville, Lurch, EB, JP, the Sports Junks, which you can check out weekdays, 6 to 10 right here on the Fan. I want to hear more from Dan Quinn. Is that too much to ask for? I want to hear from my head coach after a loss. Monday was Tell the Truth Monday. More of a somber approach from Dan Quinn. But today the difficult questions got asked. The Washington Commanders are struggling with motion on defense. John Keim of ESPN providing just some tantalizing numbers yesterday in his piece that he wrote for ESPN.com. And in that piece, we learned just how bad Washington has been defensively. The Washington Commanders have allowed 20 pass plays of 15 yards or longer, tied for third most in the NFL. They allowed 8 such plays on Sunday. But what's been the clear Achilles heel of this Commanders defense is how they have combated opposing offenses when they run motion. Motion is when a guy, wide receiver, goes from one side of the formation to the other. In their two losses, these numbers may make you literally pull over. In the Commanders' two losses, they've allowed 515 yards versus motion. 515 yards. It is something that has clearly hurt them. And the big issue that I seem to be noticing when it comes to the Washington Commanders and how they're dealing with motion, they're not always communicating the best. It's cut number 13. The Washington Commanders and their communication in the secondary, specifically against motion, has not been very good. Dan Quinn earlier this afternoon spoke about the importance of communication in the defensive backfield.
Well, I think first it starts in meeting rooms to make sure when you make a call, like you're just echoing it, it's the collaboration, you know, that you're working on together. You take that into the walkthrough portions and then onto the field. So you just emphasize it in every way. It's not going back to walk, crawl, run, but it's just the emphasis of it over and over. Say it again. If you don't hear it, repeat it. Back communication is also sent and acknowledged. So if I give you a call, you're giving me a signal back. Some's verbal, some's nonverbal. So like most things, you get what you emphasize, and we're certainly going to dig in hard on that.
That is Dan Quinn, the head coach of your Washington Commanders, talking about the importance of communication, and a lot of folks have thrown Joe Witt under the bus when it comes to Washington's issues with communication. And I get it, right? He's the guy that calls the defense. It's natural to, you know, question whether or not he is doing a good enough job. But the bottom line is this. The Washington Commanders need to get better on the defensive side of the football. By hook or by crook, through hell or high water. They got to get better. And they got to get better quickly. Because coming up here, you're going to be going up against some quarterbacks that can straight up sling it. These numbers we're giving you via our pal John Keim of ESPN. In each of the next 6 weeks, Washington's opposing quarterbacks rank top 15 in total QBR, and four of those guys are in the top nine. Five of them rank in the top 12 for pass plays that gain 15 or more yards. So you're going to have to get it fixed sooner rather than later. Here is Dan Quinn on the confidence that he has in this defense getting it fixed.
A lot of confidence. I thought, you know, there's a lot of progress that I thought, you know, with the exception of the second half on third down, that's a big piece of how you want to play. I thought, you know, in two games, the energy intensity has been what I'd hoped it would be in pass rush, and two others, not so much. And so that gives me a good sense of what I know it can look like. Had we not seen that, I might feel differently. So I've got plenty of confidence in how we want to play and what it will look like. And so I'm very much looking forward to seeing that.
I'm looking forward to seeing it too, Coach. I expect to see it. I am honestly excited to see how much better this group is coming up on Sunday. How much can they fix in 1 week? Will there be any changes to the lineup? There are just a lot of questions that I have with this group. And maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm just an idiotic fan. But, I have confidence too. I have confidence that they're going to stop giving up the explosives. That's the big issue that I have. You may still give up a good amount of yards, but the explosive chunk plays, those plays of 15 or more yards, is the area that I think Washington is really struggling with right now. The main focal point to me, though, has got to be this pass rush getting after folks. If they can get after folks and force the ball out of quarterbacks' hands, these cornerbacks will not be under as much pressure as they are right now. You're 2-2, though, coming out of your first quarter of the season. There's no need to panic. There's no need for anybody to cry. We were out at Honor Brewing in Sterling, and I felt like I was getting ready to shed a tear, just how upset I was about the loss. But I'm a fan first. I always tell y'all. And what did I say, Metal Chris, on Sunday? Maybe this is why Toby hosts the postgame show. Because I'm just emotional, and it's hard for me to compile my thoughts, man, in an appropriate way. So I'm glad we're on YouTube. I can drop an F-bomb every now and then. Joking. It's not what we do on the YouTube. Speaking of the YouTube, perfect time to promo this. Each and every game day, myself and Denton Day, 2 hours before kickoff, getting you ready on YouTube and here on The Fan. We're live on 106.7 The Fan's YouTube at the two-minute warning, taking you all the way through halftime. Then, at the two-minute warning of the fourth quarter, till about 30 minutes after the final whistle, we'll give you the Burgundy and Gold postgame show. So make sure you check us out on YouTube each and every week. Super-duper excited about that.
Or come hang with us.
Or come hang with us if we're out on the road. This weekend, we're out in Sterling, Virginia, out at Honor Brewing Company.
Is the Honor Brewing Loudoun?
Loudoun
location.
The city is Sterling.
Yes, but they call it the Honor Brewing Loudoun location.
Honor Brewing Loudoun location. That's why Metal Chris is here.
By Dulles Airport.
He is here to button up things that I leave unbuttoned, point blank.
We'll be having fun there, though.
Have a good time. Metal Chris, I will say this, and I was saying this to
the cooks. They always got beer and food specials on game day, too.
So. Beer and food specials. The wings are really, really good. And you get to see me. Why would you not want to come see me? That's the draw of being out there. I mentioned, though, it's not the time to be hitting the panic button. It's just not. And I think Dan Quinn understands that as well. I think DQ understands that as well. And that's why I always say he is a level-headed dude, level-headed coach. Here is DQ on what the message is going into October here at 2-2.
The execution, honestly, Candy, that's the big thing. I want to make sure the energy home road in terms of, you know, how we want to play. And somebody brought up starting fast to me. Starting fast doesn't mean a touchdown on the first drive or a three and out. It's a speed, an intensity, and an urgency to go. So I don't want to, like, confuse what that would look like. But I do want to see the execution really, you know, start to dig in. We've had four games together. Roles have now begun to emerge. And so, like, it's a good month to go really dig in to go get better. And now that some of those roles have emerged, that's a big deal for it. Some guys have had to step in, and I've liked what I've seen in some of those instances, Candy, to see guys step up when the injuries take place, knowing that that's a part of it, and the opportunity came early for some of the players. And so it's nice to see them deliver and show and express themselves. Hey, man, I can help. I can do these things. And so I think that's been a big piece of it.
I would love to play for a guy like Dan Quinn. He just seems like no matter how bad it is, he's going to instill confidence in guys. We'll continue to let you hear from Dan Quinn next. Marshawn Lattimore has been under the microscope. Dan Quinn addressed the questions and the concerns about Marshawn head on. We'll let you hear that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped in to the youngest of Charles and O'Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. Fred Smoot, Mouth of the South, former Redskins corner, going to join us here momentarily. But I want to continue to let you hear from Dan Quinn, because today's presser was pretty insightful. And I will say this, I've been here for Ron pressers, been here for Dan Quinn pressers. I used to listen to all of Jay Gruden's pressers. Jay was honest at the podium, like honest to a fault. So Jay was honest to a fault. Ron was just a liar, and I didn't think he knew much. I thought, you know, his football acumen was just not very high. And he took this job. Let me chill out on Ron. Let me not chill out on Ron, though. He took this job always love to think about the conversation that Ron and Dan Snyder had with one another. Metal Chris, I think the conversation probably went something like this. Ron walks in. First of all, at that time, like, nobody wanted to come work for Snyder. So it was super difficult. But Ron probably walked in and was like, yeah, I want to be the head coach of this team. We can try to turn this bad boy around. Dan Snyder looked at Ron and said, let me give you one better. How about we just let you run the entire football operation? Ron Rivera probably signed that piece of paper so damn fast and ran out.
See, I don't think that was necessarily Snyder's idea. I don't think anybody would have been a head coach here without controlling that, because everyone knew that Snyder would get his fingers involved.
He still did.
I know, but he's going to be like making your draft picks for you and whatever. And so nobody was going to take that without also being the GM, even if they didn't really want to be the GM because they didn't want the meddling from the owner.
I think that is well put, and you're spot on. I say all that to say this. Ron and his Wednesday pressers were so useless, they weren't even worth listening to. Dan Quinn, though, y'all can say his coach speak. Y'all can say he's up there sidestepping, doing the Cotton Eye Joe. It ain't nothing like that. I think he's just brutally honest, man, and I love that about him. He's been so transparent since he's been here. I will say this, like, even today during his opening statement of the presser, he welcomed Paul Toboney to D.C., the new the new president of baseball ops for the Washington Commanders. Excuse me, for the Washington Nationals. It's just stuff like that that I really love about DQ. Just seems like a stand-up individual. I will say this. It's one thing to judge a coach when things are peachy. And even at 2-2 coming off a bad loss, things are still peachy. I really judge the coach and how he performs at the podium when the questions get a little prickly. But one of the things he addressed head on this afternoon, and I think he was a total gangster for doing it, there's been a lot of talk about the poor play of Marshawn Lattimore. And I'll say this, the play that everyone is getting on Marshawn Lattimore for from Sunday, the big play is what stood out with him. I don't think he's been as bad as people are making it seem, but I'm also not going to sit up here and say he's been good. The double move shot that he gets, that he gives up, rather, to Drake London. One, my first problem is this is a 5-7-step drop for Michael Penix. He gets to step up in the pocket twice and pump fake, pass rush. Where the hell are you? That's my first gripe. But if you have access to NFL Pro and the All-22, and I will say this, All-22 culture has gotten totally out of control because they're just, especially for the defensive side, because you just don't know the assignments and what folks are being asked to do. But what I do know is this, Michael Penix got to pick his poison. He's left-handed, so the ball went to the left side of the field. Trey Amos was also beat on a double move for what would have been a touchdown. So I need us to chill a little bit on Marshawn Lattimore, but I understand where the frustration is coming from. Here is Dan Quinn addressing it right on, and here's him on if Marshawn Lattimore has been targeted.
When you play middle field coverage, like, both corners, you know, get targeted to where you go. Sometimes it's their matchup, sometimes it's ours. I don't feel that's been the case. And then the second part, can you repeat? Yeah, so I'd say there's, when you play corner and you play offensive tackle, like, there's a lot of plays that go good that go unnoticed, and there's one that goes up top, and it's like, there's one or there's a sack. And, like, that's part of, you know, living life, you know, outside. And what I do know about him, like, this is one competitive guy, and, like, he's always down for the challenge and for the fight. And so I'm looking forward to working with him again this week and as we get rocking again.
I'll say this too about my guy Southeast Sean, and maybe I got a little bit of a soft spot for Marshawn Lattimore because he's always great to me. Conversations on the record, off the record, got to talk to him a little bit today off the record, and I will just say this without divulging too much. The confidence of that pro's pro is not going down. I do believe he is healthy. I just think he's got caught with his pants down a few times here this season. And the defense as a whole, the secondary in particular, are having massive, massive problems in terms of their ability to communicate with one another. And what I keep going back to is this. I think they have simplified the communication as much as they can. Honestly. Now, I may or may not know that to be true for sure, but I'm just telling you, take it with a grain of salt is what I would say with what I just said. Wink, wink. But they're trying to simplify things. They're trying to figure out a solution for this. I don't want to use this as like a cop-out answer, and I'm not trying to just bail the secondary out completely. But I can't help but notice that this Commanders pass rush through 4 weeks has only been impactful against the bottom three offensive lines in the league. Talking about the Giants, where they look like the Purple People Eaters, and then against the Las Vegas Raiders, where they look like the 85 Bears. When we're talking about Sunday in L.A. against Jay Herbo and company, down two tackles, Mekhi Becton maybe out as well, this pass rush has to wreak havoc. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have to make Justin Herbert uncomfortable. 110%. Speaking of the L.A. Chargers, there's a number from this Chargers offense that may make some of you all nervous. I'll give you that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
The Mouth of the South, former Redskins corner Fred Smoot, going to join us next. Give us his thoughts on what's gone wrong with this Washington Commanders secondary throughout the first month of the season. I told you before the break, though, there was a Chargers stat, a Chargers offensive stat that may make you a little bit uneasy for those of you just now trying to get familiar with who Sunday's opponent is. Through 4 weeks, the L.A. Chargers have been one of the most prolific offenses in the National Football League. They are eighth in the NFL in terms of yards per game, in terms of passing yards per game. They are fifth in the National Football League. The one area offensively where they've struggled just a little bit is running the football, but don't worry, says Omarion Hampton, who is coming off of a career high, 150-plus on the ground Sunday against the New York Giants. So while I hear all the dialogue and the discourse about Joe Alt being officially listed as doubtful by Coach Harbaugh earlier today, Rashawn Slater was lost for the season. We know big ticket Mekhi Becton is going to be on the injury report as well, and his status probably is going to be somewhere like questionable heading into Sunday. The Chargers have a lot of weapons. Will Disley, the tight end, is playing good ball. We know about Keenan Allen here, and his second or third stint with the team has been awesome. And then the guy that I worry about the most, if I'm being honest, is Ladd McConkey. good gracious, that kid just knows how to get open. And if you are not going to be able to get to Justin Herbert, let me actually backtrack here a little bit, because it's not really about getting to Justin Herbert. That's obviously a big part of the equation. But like I love to say, you got to earn the right to get after Justin Herbert. And that starts with stopping Omarion Hampton. I got the chance to catch up with Jacob Martin today in the locker room. And I give a ton of credit to Jake Martin, because he is, it's just as honest as you can be, man. And I asked him straight up. I said, man, did you guys play up to the standard that y'all wanted to from a run and hit standpoint? Because we've heard Joe Witt talk about it. Even in some games where they haven't played tremendously defensively, he said the running hit part has been there. Asking Jake Martin earlier in the locker room, he said, no, the run and hit aspect wasn't there. We were not rallying to the football. It was disappointing to watch on tape, and it's something we got to be better at moving forward. I also asked him about the challenge of playing Bijan Robinson, and as soon as I brought up Bijan, he said, look, we got another challenge again this weekend going up against Omarion Hampton, a young man that, you know, a lot of draft pundits out there, there was debate about whether or not he would be RB1 over Ashton Jeanty. This kid last weekend kind of had his coming out party, and really when you're looking at it, it's been the last two weekends for Omarion Hampton where he started to get it going. Against Denver, a super formidable front, he, you know, had 70 yards on 19 carries, albeit, so that's kind of tough. But last weekend, man, 12 carries, 128 yards, he had a 54-yard scamper as well that helps out the average. But this kid's breaking tackles. He's definitely a factor coming out of the backfield. And when you think about how much cover three and how much cover four Washington plays, you wonder how they're going to be able to deal with Omarion Hampton in the flats. The one area, to me, in cover three that's left butterball naked at times. And when you think about that play that's running in our head over and over and over again, Bobby Wagner trying to chase Bijan Robinson, hopefully that doesn't happen coming up on Sunday. To get to the bottom of the Commanders' defensive woes, our guy Fred Smoot going to join us coming up here momentarily. The mouth of the South, former Redskins corner. One thing that we got to make sure to ask Fred about is this motion issue that Washington is having right now. I gave you the numbers earlier via our pal John Keim of ESPN. In their two losses, the Washington Commanders have given up 515 passing yards against motion. How do they get better against the motion? The mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, tells us that next here on The Fan. Welcome back. It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Hanel Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Want to go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show. We find the mouth of the South, former Redskins corner, Fred Smoot. Fred, I was saying it to Ant before you came on here. You got two slip-ups on this call with me, brother, before we drop you. Straight up. I'm being honest with you. You got to give a disclaimer before we bring you on. You got two slip-ups with me, homie. What's up, though, Fred? I appreciate you as always, good guy.
Hey, you already know. If friends hag each other, that mean they really like you, man.
Come on,
that,
man.
That's just a sports locker room way of getting things done.
Come on, man. We appreciate you for making some time for us. Obviously, we're going to hit the rewind button, go back to the torture chamber that was Sunday in Atlanta. Washington, all types of problems in the secondary. Who better to talk about the secondary than you, my friend? Motion seems to be an issue right now with this group. I'm trying to pull up the numbers real quick here, Fred. Through the first 4 weeks of the season, Washington has given up more yards through the air against motion than any other team in the National Football League. A lot of people right now calling for the head of the defensive coordinator. Take us into a player's mentality. When you're having these type of miscues in the secondary, are you looking at yourself in the mirror saying, what can we do better to execute?
You always got to start with looking in the mirror. Like, you know, you asked me to do a job, I got to go out there and get the job done. But sometimes it just ain't that easy. I can remember when me and Sean Springs were playing together, me and Chan Bailey, we played tons of man-to-man. So you tend to see the same type of plays.
Right.
It's only so many man-beaters that it's going to be. Motion is the top indicator. All right, he's following him, he's in man, let's stack him. The one thing that I have to say this, please, sometimes people take things for granted. And I think people always took Will Harris for granted. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you like this. He was the ultimate communicator, and he was the ultimate guy to go heads up with anybody's tight end. You take the ultimate communicator away, and now communication starts to lack. The one thing about man-to-man, especially when they running these man beaters, if the two corners and the one that's in motion, mainly, if y'all not communicating and y'all ain't got a plan on how y'all going to play this, everything from high-low to boxing it to triangles, like, it's so many ways to get this done. I just think they're taking an easy route by saying we're going to isolate and stay with the call instead of checking between these two players, meaning nothing else changes with other players, but with those two players, they have to start to have a synergy, they have to start to work together, and they have to start to anticipate how they are being attacked. Because it's happening over and over again, and I understand everybody's frustration, but come on, it's the fourth game in the year. Right. And what if I told you that this team had to play two games with a backup quarterback? They went 1-1 in those two games. All right? And I tell you this also, let me start this list for you. Starting running back, out for the year.
Yeah.
All right? Number one wide receiver, out. Star quarterback, out. John Bates, the best blocking tight end in football, out. Deidre Wise, out. Like, I can just keep going. Will Harris, out. Jonathan Jones, out. So now your intended starters are not there, and now you're having guys fill in. Yes, it's going to be a drop-off. I'm sorry. If you take Jane Daniels out of anybody's offense, right, it's going to be a drop-off. But when it comes to that defensive backfield, I think it's clearly a communication thing.
In their two losses, they've allowed 515 yards versus motion compared to just 105 in their wins. You watch the game closely just the way that I do, Fred. I know you know DBs as well as anybody. There's clearly been a change in how they've played the motion based off of what you saw on Thursday versus what you saw against the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. On Thursday, correct me if I'm wrong, Fred, they were traveling across the formation with their guy. It seems like against Atlanta, there was some sort of communication where it's, hey, we're going to condense it, so on and so forth. What did you see as the main difference in how they defended it Sunday versus how they defended it on Thursday?
I don't think it was really what you think it was. I think it was they just played more zone against the Falcons.
Okay.
Yeah, they played more cover two. They played more cover four. Some of that was match cover four. Match cover four could come off and look exactly like man-to-man if you wanted to, especially with the both of the corners pressing. But they played a ton of zone. Even when that third, and I think there was a 15, and that slant got caught, that was in cover two. Yeah. That was not a man-to-man thing. So they're doing a good job of making zone look like cover one. But I'm just sorry. Like, sometimes the other team comes out and they beat you. Yeah. And that's what happened. That team had their back against the wall. They had a wide receiver coach fired. They're shuffling. They're trying to find ways to win. And if you really look at this team, they got one of the best running backs in the league. They got one of the freakish tight ends in the league. Everybody waiting on him to blossom. And Drake London is a beast. So at all three levels of the offense, they got some people that they can attack you with. They playing their home. And guess what? The quarterback came out. He made plays. When Michael Penix throwing the ball like that, they're going to be hard to stop. Man coverage, zone coverage, you know, it's one of those things.
As a defensive back, when you're playing the high volume of man that Washington has for the first 4 weeks, and I know you said they went a lot more zone on Sunday against Atlanta, it's always difficult to last and hold up in coverage when you're not getting the pass rush. That's the other thing that stood out to me as well in the two losses here to Atlanta and to Green Bay. The pass rush was not as consistent. What have you seen from the front four dating back to Sunday? How do you think they fared?
They cause chaos in certain points of the game. I just don't know if they do it for four quarters. They haven't put four quarters of chaos out there yet. And you're right, the front and the back end has to play together. There has to be a total synergy there. Like, I need to know that I can count in my head, I got this clock going on, and it's at 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3. That ball needs to be gone. The ball has to be gone. And see, what people don't understand, we can shut down a wide receiver's first route. But when the play breaks down and that quarterback has time, now I have to check the second route, maybe the third route. And that's when the play breaks down. And that's when big plays happen. The one thing I always tell cornerbacks, bad eyes show you lies. If you're looking at the wrong thing, you will be baptized through fire. And that's the one thing we can't run from in the defensive backfield. Y'all see our triumphs, but y'all also see our lows. All right? And when these plays are giving up, it's usually just us in the screen. But like I say, What are you doing during the week to come up with ways to counter how people are attacking you? And I think that's where we was good at in that communication part, and they have to be better with their communication part. And I'm not talking about after the play starts. I'm talking about pre-snap communication.
Yeah.
I'm alerting this before the play even starts.
Yeah, it's what it seems like is not happening right now, and it's ironic because Joe Whitt praised the communication of this secondary throughout the first couple of weeks of the season, even dating back to camp, just saying that, look, we're at a much better place right now in camp than we even were at the end of last year. You're now in the second year of the scheme. Talk to me about that, Fred, being in the same scheme for two seasons. Is it as simple as we're running the exact same stuff, or do you feel like, hey, there are layers being run to this, or layers being added, rather, to this, and I guess my question is, do you think some of the adjustments that they've made have been too complex? Do you think they need to simplify things in the back end?
Ain't no reason to simplify. This is what you do. You have to understand this. It's his second year here, but it's Will Harris. It was his first year. It was Dietrich Rise. It was his first year. It's Ken Law. That's his first year. We have the whole defensive backfield is new besides Sandwich Deal and Quan Martin.
Right.
So as much as the instability because he's been here, we did this roster, and I think that's why I tell the fan base to be patient. Yeah. This is the fourth game of the year. Yes, these kids. It's forging last year. We got out there quick. We're playing a first place schedule. Every week is going to be a different challenge for this team. All we need to do is worry about when are we peaking and are we peaking at the right time. And the right time is December. Not here. I don't want my team to be the best team right now in September. That does nothing for me in the future. And I had to say this last year when I told them, let grandma cook. Get out the kitchen, be patient, and give these coaches time to get this team where they wanted it to be. We haven't even had our quarterback for the last two games. All right, that's challenging. All right, and it's going to be a challenge when we go out here to the Chargers because any Harbaugh team is going to be ready to play football. Yeah. They did lose their tackle Joe. They had already lost Rashawn Slater. That's going to be a challenge in itself, but they still got guys on every level that can make plays. It's going to be a challenge, but it's a challenge that we can win.
Joined right now by former Redskins corner Fred Smoot. Fred, I echo your sentiments about Sunday. It's crazy, right? For as bad as the defense looked on Sunday, I think they're the unit or the side of the ball, rather, Fred, heading into this weekend that has the advantage. You just talked about it. You're down your top two tackles. You may be without Mekhi Becton as well. And there's one thing that's been for sure about this D-line, man. They take advantage of the lesser groups, right? They whip the Giants' ass up front, a lesser group.
It's no such thing in the league. I tell people this.
It's a lesser group?
Well, the thing about it is, it's an injured group. And when a group is injured, we're playing against the second-string guys, but all these guys are capable.
Yeah.
But you're right. They get after the guys they're supposed to get after. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
But they also, as a group, are learning. Like, you see the heavy rotation we got up front. So, so Coach Whitt is still trying to find the right ingredients, the right guys that work together, that excel off each other and play off each other. But this one of these games where you go in there and you say, D-line, you need to dictate terms in this game. You go in there and say, D-line, we need you to change this game on the road. Because right now, Herbert is playing some of the best quarterback I have seen in the NFL in a long time when it comes to precision passing, running the ball when he's supposed to. Keenan Allen is out there making plays. Lamb McCunkin in the slot. Quinn Johnston out there. They have weapons that can get the job done, but I am like you. I think this is a team we rise to the occasion and we go out there and we take advantage of some of their injuries like people are taking advantage of some of ours.
Let's talk about second-year corner Mikey Samuels still. I'm calling this his rookie year 2.0, Fred, for this reason. Last year, you brought him in here to be a slot corner. Injuries and poor play led him to being an outside corner. You know it as well as anybody. It's just two different positions in the NFL. This year, coming in being a full-time slot from the get-go, he's had some struggles. He's Washington's most targeted corner. He's given up the most receptions as well as yards. How are you looking at Mikey Samuels still here in year two?
I think he's progressing. You just said it, man. When you're playing inside corner, that means they got two options, three options, four options, all kind of ways to beat you. You are the high-volume corner. You are the corner that's going to see the most throws on third down. We don't look at it, not as closed-minded, but we don't look at it as absolute as y'all do because when you're giving up plays inside, they're usually first downs,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you're being attacked on third down. Now, the one thing that I think he's been great at, I think he's been more sticky than people give him credit for in coverage. I think think he's been right in the pocket. I think he's been in perfect places. The one thing I think he's learning is taking on the run inside of there. Yeah. The difference between taking on a college offensive lineman and taking on a pro offensive lineman, there's two different things. So sometimes he gets watched in the run, but he will get better as the year get on as he runs those fits, as he does those fits over and over again. He's not the one. I think Mikey is going to be one of the people. He's always going to play at a level, but he's having a little learning curve inside right now. Yeah. But once he gets it clicking and once he finds the nuances inside of there, the things he can do and the things he cannot do, oh, he will be Johnny on the spot. He has that run day barber type mindset and skill. He has that Dre Bly in him and to go get the ball, and he's a ball man. The ball just finds him.
I totally agree with you. One more on the secondary before we ask you a big picture question. Quan Martin, another guy that's been under the microscope, a guy that Dan Quinn spoke very highly of during camp, Joe Witt Jr. as well. What have you seen from him through the first month, and how can he get a little better?
Man, I feel like Quan is playing Johnny on the spot football right now. The one thing he's doing well, he's tackling. He's probably got one or two, three missed tackles, but he's going in there and he's giving it up. Like, the one thing I can say about him is, pound for pound, he gets as physical as anybody else. I always tell people, it's a difference between a D lineman hitting somebody and a safety in a corner hitting somebody. The difference is, when we hit them, that car is already going 80 miles an hour.
So these
collisions, they are different collisions. And to watch Quan Martin get up time after time after time and then do what he – and don't forget, they took his interception back. He went and made that play, and they took that back on a ticky-tack call that they call on old Yellow Jacket. So other than that, he would already have a turnover. I actually think Quan is playing the best at the entire defensive backfield. I think he's playing some good ball right now, and he's playing dependable ball. And now I'm sure he has to be a lot more voiceful now that we are having is out the lineup. I'm sure he has to do a lot more communicating.
I want to ask you about Jayden Daniels and his potential return this Sunday. We saw what Coach Hafley was able to do on Thursday Night Football, bringing that college defense to the forefront, being more equipped to deal with some of the exotic looks that Cliff Kingsbury throws at you. Kevin Minter, the DC for the LA Chargers coming up on Sunday, similar type of collegiate background. Do you expect Washington to have some hiccups on Sunday offensively?
Well, yeah, once because the quarterback hasn't played. So it's going to be them working their way and getting some time and things down and him just getting back out there, his legs getting fresh and getting back into football form. But I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take that running game on the road. Because the one thing about us, we can run the ball with the best of them, but the game flow can change that, though. And I tell people that all the time because people called in to my show asking me, why when we stop running the ball? And I'm saying the game flow dictates that. Yeah. You go down by a touchdown and two touchdowns, or maybe a touchdown.
But Fred, hold on real quick, Fred. Just cut you off real quick. You know this better than anybody, brother. Running the football is a lifestyle choice. Straight up.
Yeah,
you either a running team or you're not.
But you also got to pick in your lifestyle when to do things and when not to do things.
Bingo.
You can't go hard every day of your life.
About to say, look.
you can't go to love every day.
Look, every day. Give you straight a break, brother. I feel you. 110%.
We don't let So when I say that about people, when they say, can we just keep running? And I say, I want to run when it's appropriate. I want to run when we dictate turns. I can't dictate turns down 14 points. Now what I can do is when I dictate turns is understanding I'm going to go in this game, and because they got Justin Herbert over there, I'm not going to only use this running game for my offensive games. I'm going to use it defensively.
For sure.
That means I want to get 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I want 12 play drives, 11 play drives, 10 play drives. We lost the battle in Atlanta with the time of possession.
Mm-hmm.
When we win time of possession, we win the game. When we don't put string along these drives, that's when we get in trouble. So the question is, when we go to L.A., can we string some long drives that consist of a lot of running and a lot of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yard chunks and really working that clock?
Fred, it's a pleasure as always, my brother. Look,
hey, man, anytime, brother. It's good you had me on my inaugural time on your show. Thank you, brother.
I'm about to say, man, appreciate you as always. Mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, giving us the latest on the Burgundy and Gold. No other better person to talk about this Commander's secondary than our guy, Fred Smoot. That's going to do it, though, here for this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. Before to keep the conversation going with me on social media, very easy thing to do. It is at NELL_BTP. Thank you for your calls. Thank you to Metal Chris for screening the calls and getting us in and out of break cleanly. I'm back with you tomorrow on our sister station, the Team 980, 4-7 for the Burgundy and Gold. Today we'll be joined by a couple of Commanders. Jacob Martin going to join us, the Commanders' defensive end, as well as their starting corner, the young pup, Trey Amos, dishing on his first month in the NFL. That's tomorrow, 4-7 on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.